Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, everybody? Big welcome to 2021, and this is my first podcast. All right, so you guys, this morning I just want to talk to you guys about something. You know, I've been reading something from the Bible, and I just wanted to share it with you guys. And then let me start off by saying, 2021, you need to do unto others what you want others to do unto you. You get to love those who hate you, and then, I mean, if you love those who love you only, there wouldn't be any blessings at the end of the day, because, I mean, they love you, that's why you're loving them back. But when you love those who hate you, you know, heaven rejoices, and you're going to get a lot of blessings from it. You know, since we were created in the image of God, we need to emulate and imitate the life of Jesus, you know, the life that Jesus lived on earth. I mean, we have the ability to do so, because even sinners, you know, the worldly people, the secular people, you know, tend to have the ability to live a life full of love. So I mean, why can't we Christians do same? And we are even lucky that we've been created in the image of God. I mean, God is love. So if there is anything that we should be able to do, is to love our neighbors, love ourselves dearly. But I mean, it's not the case here. When you enter the church, you know, hate is a strong word. I always tell people that hate is a strong word. But it is in the house of God that we see hate manifest to its higher level. You know, we see enviness manifest to its higher level. You know, a Christian brother will see his brother doing so well in the house of the Lord, and all he thinks about is, when will this guy flop? When will this guy fail? I mean, it doesn't make sense. If we call ourselves Christians, there are some things that we should emulate God of. There are some things that we should imitate God, because we were created in the image of God, and He's given us the power to be able to do these things so easily. But I mean, it all boils down to the fact that we don't really know who we are in God. You know, we don't really know who we are in Jesus yet. Though we call ourselves Christians, but then I feel we don't really understand what we are doing, because if we really understood what we were doing, it would be so easy for us to imitate God. I mean, it's not easy to do good, you know, to people who have done evil against you. And I mean, right in front of your eyes, you see this person doing evil against you, but then the Bible is telling you to go all out and love this person. It's not easy. But when we understand who we are in Jesus, when we understand who we are in God, some of these things become so easy for us to do. You get it? You know, our God is merciful, and so we should be merciful. You know, our God is love, and so we should love with all our heart. And we should make sure we don't only love those who love us. I said it in the beginning. We should love our enemies as well, and we should love those who hate us. You get it? Somebody is hating you 24/7. You know the person is hating you. But God is telling you today to love that person, because it is out of that the blessing of God will come upon you. So 2021, that is what we are going to walk by as Christians. You get it? You know, mercy and love should be genuine, for God was genuine. I mean, we should be genuine with our love. When you're loving someone, you should make it real. You get it? You should make it real. It's not like you're loving someone and then you're making it fake. It's like today. Nah, the love should be genuine. You get it? The love should be real. You should make the person feel that you are loving him or her. You get it? Despite what the person is doing against you, despite what the person is doing against you, you know, day in and day out. You know, sometimes people don't understand why they're not receiving some blessings, and it's because of some of these things. You know, all these little things are a big part of the whole issue. You get it? Some of these little things that we don't love, we hate people, we backbite, we gossip, we envy. I mean, as a Christian, and you have the spirit of envy in you, I mean, you should go back to your basics. Those are basic things that when you pick up the new self, when you call yourself a Christian, those are some of the things that you should let go. You know, let go and let God use you to do whatever He wants to do in 2021. So that's my message for you this this is my first podcast, and that's the message I want to share with you guys, that love, just like how God loved, you know, be genuine, be real with your friends in 2021. They might be hating you, they might be doing stuff against you that you've seen with your naked eye, but God is telling you to love them, bring them close, because out of this is where the blessing of God will come from. Now let me tell you this. One thing that we don't know is when somebody hates you, when somebody does stuff against you, and you love them with all your heart, whatever they do wouldn't work against you. And my family is a living testimony of that. So guys, I want you to understand that 2021, we need to do unto others what we want others to do unto us. Stay safe. Take care. Don't forget to always pray. Don't forget to always read your word. And my name is Nanajiman. Until my next episode, it's bye-bye for now.